From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has rejected talks with the Taliban insurgency in the wake of a series of deadly attacks in Afghanistan that have killed and wounded hundreds. Mr. Trump Monday spoke ahead of a meeting of UN Security Council members at the White House.
I don't see any talking taking place. I don't think we're prepared to talk right now. It's a whole different fight over there.
Mr. Trump deplored recent attacks, including Saturday's vehicle bombing in the heart of Kabul that killed more than 100 and wounded more than twice that number.
They're killing people left and right. Innocent people are being killed left and right. Bombing in the middle of children, in the middle of families, bombing, killing all over Afghanistan. So we don't want to talk with the Taliban.
The president, who outlined a new South Asia policy last August, including deployment of more U.S. troops, pledged Monday to finish what we have to finish. Michael Kugelman, South Asia expert at the Woodrow Wilson Center, says Mr. Trump's position is the correct one.
I don't think that the U.S. government could conceivably agree to meet with an organization that has staged the level of savagery that we've seen with the Taliban over the last few days, where the Taliban has essentially gone after civilians and happily claimed credit for it.
Afghanistan's U.N. ambassador told Reuters fighting needs to continue, but he said there are reconcilable elements within the Taliban insurgency who are in touch with his government, and they are engaged in talks. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has declared 3 days of national mourning for dozens of people killed over the past week in several attacks in central Mali. Nearly 20 Malian soldiers were killed in two separate attacks over the weekend, while at least 26 civilians died Thursday when their vehicle detonated a landmine. This is VOA News. Russia Tuesday hosted what is billed as a Syrian Congress of National Dialogue in the Black Sea resort of Sochi, but the opposition, along with Kurds and Britain and France, said they would not attend. The Kremlin hopes to launch negotiations that would lead to the drafting of a new constitution to try to end nearly 7 years of war. Who is attending? Andrew Tapler is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We have the Syrian regime. We have, of course, the Russians who are hosting. And we have a number of other parties in Syria who claim to be opposition but are not from the mainline opposition that has traditionally been fighting against President Assad.
Tapler said whatever the outcome, it will face major hurdles in a post-war Syria.
The process was likely to be long, but of course, with the regime being there and with only token opposition forces, they can pretty much make whatever changes they want. Whether they can implement them or not is another matter.
Critics said the Sochi meeting is an effort to create a separate peace process that could undermine UN efforts to end the war. Meanwhile, rescuers frantically searched through debris in the town of Serakeb in rebel-held Idlib province Monday, following 2 days of Syrian airstrikes that left more than 30 dead. Intense fighting also is reported in Afrin province between Kurdish YPG militia and Turkish-led forces. In Yemen, southern separatists Tuesday took control of the port city Aden after 2 days of fighting. The Saudi-backed government of President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi has been confined to the presidential palace. Fighters loyal to the Southern Transitional Council, backed by the United Arab Emirates, had been allied with government forces against the Shia Houthi rebels. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres met on the sidelines of the African Union summit in Ethiopia with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is under an arrest warrant by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. A UN spokesman said the UN chief is obligated to meet with the Sudanese leader to discuss peacekeeping operations. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has suspended peace talks with the ELN rebels after bomb attacks have killed 7 policemen and wounded dozens.
Y la paciencia del pueblo colombiano.
Mr. Santos said his patience and that of the Colombian people has its limits. A ceasefire between the government and ELN expired early this month, but peace talks were supposed to continue. At least 10 inmates were killed Monday in what's described as gang violence in a jail in northeast Brazil. Dozens died in similar violence last year in prisons that are described as overcrowded and understaffed. At least 36 people were killed early Monday in India's West Bengal state when a bus plunged 12 meters into a river after the driver apparently lost control. Wall Street suffered its worst one-day decline in nearly 5 months Monday after Apple announced it would cut in half production of its iPhone X smartphone. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer spending rose 0.4% last month on top of 0.8% gain in November, but the level of savings that people accumulated last year dropped to a decade low. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.